This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
Subscribe to the Hit That Line Podcast Network. Y'all ready for this? This is the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast presented by Weichert Realtors, the Griffin Company.
Just when I thought I was out, they pull me back in.
He is a loathsome, offensive brute, yet I can't look away.
This is the business we've chosen.
Welcome to the pig pen. Gimme the Hogs Chuck!
You heard it here first. Gimme the Hogs Chuck. Ooh, big suey. You hear?
Gimme the Hogs Chuck! Gimme the Hogs!
This is like catching a big brown trout on the White River. I've always wanted this. Give me the hogs, Chuck.
Hey, I've only got a couple of things. As we get underway today on the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast presented by Weichert Realtors, the Griffin Company, and brought to you in part by the Bet Saracen app, I'm kind of like the rest of you. I've got to get ready for this baseball game. Apparently, the rain's going to stay away. There's going to be a game at 2 o'clock. Arkansas is going to play Southeast Missouri State, and this regional is going to begin on time all week long. We've heard how it's going to rain. Oh, 2-3 inches. It's just going to be awful. And here we are, just moments away in some cases from the regional beginning, and everything seems as though it's going to be okay. I guess we'll find out. Arkansas and Southeast Missouri State at 2 o'clock. Then you've got Louisiana Tech and Kansas State at 7 o'clock tonight. Losers play tomorrow afternoon. Winners play tomorrow night. And by the time we get to the end of the weekend, or Monday at the latest, we will crown a regional champion. Interesting matchup today. Dave Van Horn for Arkansas, Andy Sawyers, the head coach for Southeast Missouri. If you followed this during the week, you may know this. If you've not, Andy Sawyers was a senior at the University of Nebraska, Dave Van Horn's first year on the job. He can pick it up from there.
My relationship with him is like any former player-coach relationship where the player has a ton of respect for the coach. I mean, he changed my life. He changed my career. Our story is pretty interesting. He and Rob Childress arrived at Christmas break at Nebraska my senior year. Coach Van Horn rode me like a rented mule, like was hard on me. I was the senior starting catcher, played every day the year before. I was kind of a catch and throw defender type guy, and Coach Van Horn preferred offensive catchers at that time in his career. And I lost my starting job, and I felt like he was trying to make an example of me every day in practice. He was very hard on me. He was a little more demonstrative when he was younger, I'll say that. At the end of the year, I walked in for my meeting, and he said, "Andy, I was harder on you than you deserved, but I knew you were tough enough to take it. I'm trying to change the culture, and I needed to have somebody who could wear it for me, and you were that guy." So I was, "Oh, thanks." But he said, "I know you want to go coaching. I've got a job lined up for you." He already had a job lined up for me. I went down to Northwestern State. He'd already got it set up. I got to teach classes in the P department, got to be the volunteer for John Cohen, who's now the AD at Auburn. He did all of that without my knowing it. Wow, he was making an example of me to the team, like riding me hard. And I have the utmost of respect for Coach Van Horn. The team that he inherited my senior year, we had four guys living in a house. Three of those four are Division I head coaches. That's pretty amazing. His coaching tree is long, it's extensive, and all of us, I know, credit, you know, a good chunk of our career to having played and worked for him. So have a ton of respect for him. Happy to, you know, we're happy to, you know, I'd be happy to be at Mississippi State, even though I don't like those guys very much, right? Just kidding. But we're happy to be in this situation. It's special for me to get to compete against my former coach, I'll say that.
It's quite a story. You know, when Ty played that on the Morning Rush today, it's the first time I'd heard it. I didn't listen to the press conferences yesterday. But, you know, I was reminded as I heard that cut, and I'm reminded now as I hear it again, that, you know, one of my observations over the years working with and around a lot of coaches in a lot of sports, there's always a method to the madness. You may not see it right then. And sometimes it may not be recognizable until years down the road. But there's always a method to the madness. I will admit, as a young broadcaster traveling with teams, I didn't always recognize it. I wasn't mature enough, just to be perfectly honest about it. But as I age, I see it. And I can see it in every coach we've had. There's always a method to the madness. And in this case, as you hear Andy Sawyers tell that story, he thought Dave hated him. You know, and as it turned out, Dave was setting him up for a career. And the interesting, or one of the interesting parts of that soundbite was, you know, that first year for Van Horn at Nebraska, you had four seniors on that team living together in a house. Three of them today are Division I head coaches. Now, they might have become Division I head coaches if Dave Van Horn had not taken the job at Nebraska, but I doubt it. You know, that's part in my mind of being a good steward of the game, if you're a head coach, is you leave the game better than you found it. Sometimes you do that through the people that you hire. And it seems as though that's been the case with Dave throughout his career. And, you know, the coach for Louisiana Tech, they'll play tonight, as we discussed on the podcast earlier this week. You know, Dave was instrumental in his career, was part of his staff down at Northwestern State, Natchitoches, Louisiana, in 1997. So the coaching tree is real. And in Dave Van Horn's case, boy, the roots are getting deeper by the year. I want to talk about some basketball today, but first I want to talk to those of you who are buying or selling a home. Weicker Realtors, the Griffin Company. You hear me talking about them every day. They've had a busy week, just like a lot of people in Northwest Arkansas. The tornado may be past, but the damage it left behind is still very real for a lot of people. Cleanup, first responders. There are people out there trying to get the power back on for the rest of us. Weikert's been right in the middle of it this week. They've cooked a lot of meals this week. And I know they're not the only ones. Lots of businesses have. We always rally when things like this happen. But I want you to know that they've been doing it. They may not brag about it, but I'll brag on them. Because that's what people that are part of the community do. And Weicker Realtors, the Griffin Company, has been part of this community for a long, long time. Now, if you're looking for a house or if you need to sell a home, they're ready. I've talked to you repeatedly about my experience with them, and I will continue to do that because it was a great experience. But this week, they've simply been citizens of Northwest Arkansas, kind of like everybody else, trying to help everybody get through this. When the time comes for you to buy or sell a home, I can tell you my experience with them, and it's been a long-term relationship. My experience with them has been great. I think yours will be too. They've got offices in Northwest Arkansas. They're in Washington and Benton counties. You hear us talking about their office in Fort Smith. They've got a great office in Branson. They've got a wide selection of homes, and you can see all of them at WeikerGriffin.com.
BetOnline is your number one source for all summer sports, from Major League Baseball, golf, to the NBA and NHL playoff stats. They've got all the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
You know, I want to revisit here a couple of things as we wrap up the week. John Calipari was down in Destin a little bit earlier this week at the SEC spring meetings, and there was some sound, as we say in the industry, that came from that. We played some of it earlier this week. He made a couple of points that I want to go back to, and I want to revisit as we wrap up the week. There's a little bit of news. It seems as though now what he spoke of earlier this week in Destin regarding the schedule is coming to fruition. John Rothstein reporting that Arkansas is going to play in Madison Square Garden in the Jimmy V Classic. It's going to be in December, and Michigan's going to be the opponent. That's not been confirmed in a release, per se, from the U of A, but it's been reported. And John Rothstein is a pretty reliable source. So I would feel as though that is probably true. Roster construction is one of the things that has been discussed a lot, and I want to discuss it again. But first, I want to go back to what Cal said earlier this week.
There was no team, and we're at 8 right now. We're at 8. I'm ecstatic. I'm looking for one more guy. and that's what we're going to have. Now, I want to tell you, like they talk about walk-ons, that's a different era. A walk-on for me will be on full scholarship, have the Pell if he's eligible, the student money, the camp money, like the old days, a full scholarship. So he's fine, he's just not going to be, he's got to work his way into the NIL. And still means I'm going to play the best people, but we have not really started on those other two or three positions.
I want to go to a little bit of research as I comment on what Cal just said. I will not claim this is my own research. This research was done by Mike Kaywood, who's Arkansas's basketball media relations man, and a very good one. One of the things that we've heard, I think, in the aftermath of Cal's original statement that, hey, we may only go with eight or nine players, and he kind of reinforced it right there. You know, people have talked about, well, gosh, that's really unusual. What if you have players, you know, lost to injury? What if you have this happen or that happen? You want to make sure you got a deep enough roster. You know, as he pointed out earlier this week, if you lose the wrong guy, you're done anyway. But Mike Kaywood did a little research, and I think it's interesting. All four of the final four teams this past season only had eight players that averaged 10-plus minutes per ball game. All four of them. Seven of the elite eight teams had eight players, only eight players, that averaged 10 or more minutes. Duke had seven. All four of the number one seeds only had eight players that averaged 10 or more minutes. North Carolina only averaged seven. And all eight of the number one and number two seeds had eight or fewer players that averaged 10 or more minutes. He's not just playing a hunch. I mean, he's not just thinking, well, maybe we'll try this. The numbers bear out what he is saying, that you got to have eight or nine guys. The ninth guy really is you know, he's your reserve guy. He's your ace in the hole, hopefully, if somebody does get hurt. But the reality is, if the wrong guy gets hurt, the season is over. It doesn't really matter who you are. And that's just the truth. So I think these things are interesting. One of the, to me, the most interesting thing, frankly, since Calipari's hire has been the way he's putting all this together. From a player standpoint, from a staff standpoint, you know, you heard him talking about walk-ons there. Just the entire operation, because it's much, much different from what he did at Kentucky. And I made this point on the Morning Rush earlier this week. You think about what John Calipari is doing right now, and you really take a look at it. He is changing in a major way. Major way. In fact, let me play this soundbite, and then I'll come back and talk about it some more.
You can't do this now with seven freshmen. You just can't. You're going to hit a team that's 25 years old on average. One was 26. And that team's physically going to get you. And it's just so now we have a couple transfers that are older, some kids that transferred from Kentucky that went through it and are a year older, and some freshmen.
He's talking about changing the way he's done things at Kentucky. You know, the idea of the ones and dones, a team full of ones and dones that he fielded at Kentucky season after season. He's making an about-face on that. His roster's not going to be like that anymore. He's talking about eight or nine guys. I've never heard anybody talk about that before. You know, he's talking about a change, a philosophical change in the way you construct your roster. I see a coach, my observation from afar, during his initial time at Arkansas, I see a coach that is still competing and is still ready to compete, and is going to change, and realizes that some differences exist now that maybe nobody had to deal with even 5 years ago. In short, I see a 65-year-old coach who's ready for a final act, who's ready to compete, and who's ready to beat all the people that are telling him he's done. That's my take. But I do think that it's very interesting to look at the way the roster is being constructed. And I think if you listen to what he has to say and then apply the numbers, you know, as we just did, again, there's a method to what he's saying. There's a method to the madness. He's not just playing a hunch. This is a Hall of Fame coach gearing up for the final chapter, and I'm sure glad he's on our side. Hey, if you've not downloaded the Bet Saracen app, you're not really ready for the weekend. You're not ready for the baseball regional. You're not ready for the continuation of the NBA playoffs. You're just not ready to place a knowledgeable wager on either your favorite team or the game you're watching or your favorite player or however it is you do it. I know the Bet Saracen app's Arkansas's favorite sports betting app, and I know when we talk about it being Vegas, Arkansas style, what we're talking about is the opportunity to bet on the Razorbacks, to place wagers on Razorback players, to place in-game bets, to place prop bets, to maybe, as again, just your traditional over-under. All that stuff. It's all there at the Bet Saracen app. Now, I know there are a lot of national sports betting apps, but I know there are laws in our state that keep a lot of them from operating in our state. So if you are going to be the most prepared, you got to download the Bet Saracen app. You'll have a lot of fun. They've got a how to play or got a how to play video, and they'll get you ready for the weekend at the Bet Saracen app. All right, I'm headed to the ballpark, getting ready for the ball game. I know many of you are as well. Razorbacks this afternoon. Hopefully, by the time we get together on Monday, this regional will be decided. Arkansas will have won it, and we'll be getting ready for a super at Baumwalker Stadium. But who knows? We'll see what happens. Hope you have a great weekend. Be safe. We'll talk on Monday. Till then, thanks for listening.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.